proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We have been looking at Israel's 10 wilderness provocations. Today we turn our attention to the second instance of Israel complaining against God's provision. 3 days after the Jewish people left the Red Sea, they came to a location that had water. They were thirsty, but they couldn't quench that thirst. The liquid tasted bitter. They called the name of that place Marah, which is the Hebrew noun that meant bitter. Exodus chapter 15 contained the account of how the Israelites reacted to that circumstance. The author wrote that, quote, "The people murmured against Moses, saying, 'What shall we drink?'" unquote. Once again, the Jews criticized their leaders for what they perceived as faulty guidance and planning. While the Israelites directed their complaints directly to Moses, the one they actually found fault with was God. The Jews questioned God's ability to meet their needs. Moses cried out to God. The Lord showed him a tree and directed him to cast it into the waters. Moses complied. As a result, the waters turned sweet, making them drinkable. The author of Exodus added that God made a promise to the Israelites at that time. He told them, quote, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians," unquote. He added this word of encouragement for them as well, quote, "I am the Lord that healeth thee," unquote. Mere days earlier, the Jewish people had praised God for delivering them out of the hand of the Egyptian Pharaoh when God divided the waters of the Red Sea. At that time, they sang, quote, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?" unquote. Once the Israelites encountered difficulties, though, their praises quickly transformed into protests. The narrative in Exodus noted that God proved, that is, tested, the Israelites at Marah. That Hebrew word for proved, nasah, denoted the imposition of a trial. God deliberately led the Jewish nation to a place where there was bitter waters, in order to assess the degree of their faith in him. The Israelites failed that particular test. Throughout their time in the wilderness, the Jewish people never lacked for food or drink or clothing. Despite their continued rebellions against God, he continued to sustain them. To show the Jewish nation that he would provide for their needs, God brought them to Elim, where 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees existed, enough water to slake the thirst of the entire Jewish contingent. What lessons should Christians learn from the Israelites' experiences at Marah? In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ instructed his followers to, quote, "Take no thought, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'Wherewithal shall we be clothed?'" unquote. He continued by assuring them that, quote, "Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of those things." As Christians, we are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and to trust in God to provide all of our needs, because God is willing and able to do so. If sometimes we don't have something that we need, as Christians we have the right to go to God in prayer and ask his provision. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.